Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben Davis joins us on the phone. And Ben, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. We talk about the Brewers here. It is kind of an interesting situation because they're a game over 500. They're underperforming from a year ago. They're still in these races. But at some point, if a team like the Diamondbacks right behind them or these teams like the Giants, if they're being considered sellers and they're just a few games below the Brewers, I mean, I think the Brewers are almost straddling that line right now, Ben.
Yeah, they definitely are. You look at it, there's so many teams out there that are we going to be buyers? Are we going to be sellers? What are we going to do? And I think that's really what, you know, that playing for that second wild card spot really brings up, because it's, you know, I think a lot of GMs are under the gun, especially the fact that, you know, July 31st is it. That's it. You can't make any deals after that. So it definitely puts a lot more pressure on these GMs to do what they need to do. And, you know, the Brewers are in a tough spot. Same way here in Philadelphia. Like, are we going to be buyers? Are we going to be sellers? You just don't know. It's still early on yet, but you know, that deadline's coming sooner than we think.
The Brewers only one game over the 500 mark. They've been struggling. There once at one point they were 10 games over and things were looking good and they were going to take off, but it's been a struggle for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Should this team be better than this, you think?
Well, I think ultimately it always comes down to pitching. Should they be better? Well, they definitely have the lineup. Are they underperforming? I don't know if you can really say that. I think that the National League Central is best division in baseball. I mean, look at all these teams. These guys are battling it out. It's a deep division. It really is a deep division. And it's so hard to run away with the division because you have the Cubs up there at the top. And then, you know, you play each other so many times, you beat up on each other. That's why the record is where it is. I wouldn't say they're underperforming. I think it's just a byproduct of how good the division is.
Radio.com Sports MLB insider Ben Davis also does work, the color analyst for the Phillies, so you're very familiar with a lot of these teams and definitely these races. You've got teams like the Phillies and the Nationals, and they're kind of, you know, they're in it, and you've got teams like the Brewers and the Cubs, and they're in it, and I think for any one of these teams, those teams out west too, I think if you're going to make moves, are you playing to just get into the wild card, and are you ultimately playing to just get eaten up by maybe the Braves or the Dodgers? So I think you do got to look at that too. These teams, this kind of grouping of teams, of all the teams I mentioned, are the Dodgers, do you think, that far ahead of everybody else, or can you make a run, just get in the playoffs, do what you can do, get in the playoffs, and it could be anybody's game? Because the Dodgers, I mean, they're looking to go to the World Series for their third straight year. I think the gap is pretty wide between them and everybody else.
Yeah, you want to tell yourself that just get into the playoffs because anything can happen. That's what's so great about the game of baseball, in my opinion. You know, you can run up against a pitcher who just has it. You can run up against a lineup that's just clicking on all cylinders. But you look at two teams like the Braves and the Dodgers, and you're thinking, I don't know. This Dodgers team, they're in town right now, and they beat up on the Phillies last night, 16-2. They are unbelievable. They're so deep. We were out in L.A. earlier this year, and I was talking with Oral Hershiser, who does the color for the Dodgers. And he said, Ben, I'm not going to lie to you. He goes, we could probably have two teams in the National League West. And he goes, not only could we have two teams, we could compete as having two different teams. That's how deep this lineup is. Their starting pitching is off the charts. I mean, they can just flat out beat you in so many ways. Their starting pitching is so good. That lineup is so deep. They grind out at bats. I mean, these guys were taking the bats last night, and they never taken a bat off. They hustle. They hit and run. They get bunts down. They do everything. They steal bases. They do everything that you can possibly do. I know they're a very high analytic team. They still play the game the right way like it was played years ago. Then you look at the Braves. I mean, this Braves team is, again, really deep. That lineup, you got Ozzie Albies hitting eighth. I mean, this is another deep lineup. They pitch it good enough where I think they can stay in ball games, but that lineup is so deep. So I understand your question. Do we really just want to get into the playoffs? Do we want to sell parts of our farm system that can be parts of our future just to get into the playoffs, where ultimately we know we're going to meet our demise when we play the Dodgers or the Braves, because these teams are so good. That's a tough question. But you get the flip side, it is baseball. It's not like it's football. If you're bigger, stronger, faster, most of the time you're going to win. In baseball, you just never know what could happen. As long as you get in, there's a chance you could do some damage.
Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Ben Davis joining us, also color commentator for the Phillies. And the way that I look at, maybe it's the same with Philadelphia right now, but with the Brewers, you've got the teams we just talked about, the Dodgers and the Braves. You say all those things they're good at, and it seems like it's a hard sport, but it seems that like success comes easy for them. And with the Brewers, every game is a grind. These last 4 weeks have been a grind. When they win, I don't think they've won a game in the last month by more than two runs. Every game comes down to needing the bullpen, and your pitchers are coming out after five innings. When you look at the Brewers, a team that tends to not let their pitchers go through the third time in the order and really tries to rely on the bullpen, does it seem hard because maybe that's a bad strategy, or does it seem hard for the Brewers because maybe their talent's just not there?
Yeah, I think that the Phillies are going through the same type of thing right now. It's just like five and dive. That's what you're getting out of your pitchers right now. And it puts so much pressure on that bullpen. You have so many guys, and that's why you're seeing a lot of these ERAs. It's not just the Phillies. It's not just the Brewers. You're seeing a lot of ERAs in bullpens that are through the roof, so much higher than they've been in years past, because these guys are kind of getting exposed. They're pitching so many innings. And, you keep running these guys out there, that's what's going to happen. They're going to get tired. They're going to start to elevate the baseball, and they're going to get hit. I can understand why it's frustrating that way from the Brewers' standpoint, because everything is a grind. It's you're going to get five runs, and then can the offense really sustain a W and get these guys out of a hole? It's not fun to watch from that aspect every day, because you're thinking, oh, here we go again. Can't we just have an easy one? Can we please just have an easy game? And that's why you look at teams like the Dodgers or the Braves, where these guys are kind of just walking through games, and they're kind of sleepwalking at times through games, because that starting pitching enables them to get so much deeper in the ball games where you don't have to use so many guys coming out of the bullpen. It just makes it that much easier for you to win on a nightly basis.
If the Brewers become sellers, they would have two guys I think teams would be interested in: Yasmani Grandal, Mike Moustakas, one-year contracts, rental players. What kind of trade bait could they get? What kind of haul could they get for either one of those guys? What do you think?
Well, it depends on what teams are looking for. Obviously, you're talking about two legit bats that can be in the middle of the lineup. I thought the Phillies were going to go out and get Moustakas last year because they needed that left-handed at bat. Can they get, they could probably get maybe some minor league prospects. I wouldn't say the haul would be substantial. I think they could get maybe a couple different pieces. I wouldn't say the haul is substantial because they are both free agents. It's not like they're going to be locked up from a ball club. So it's basically a couple month rental that you're going to get, unless you can, really talk a guy into staying and signing a multi-year deal. But I don't think the haul would be that substantial because it's only going to be for a couple months. But if a team really needs a left-handed bat, well, they definitely have one in Moustakas. They have a switch hitter in Grandal who does an adequate job behind the plate. They might be able to get something because catching is huge and there's not many good ones out there. But I think Moustakas would probably garnish a little bit more of a return for you because of his ability to play multiple positions and the fact that he's a good left-handed hitter. He can hit lefties as well.
Ben, this is different now because, as you mentioned, the one deadline. Do you see, we've seen some moves happen already, like Cashner and Encarnacion a couple weeks ago. Do you see that kind of being, like, next couple of weeks, there'll be a move a day, or do you really see a flurry maybe the 30th and the 31st, especially with how many teams are going to decide in the next 2 weeks if they're in it or if they're not?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I don't think there's going to be a ton of moves. For the simple fact that there's not a ton of guys out there that really are trade bait. I know the Brewers have those guys. You look at the Phillies, like, are they going to be buyers or sellers? It's not like we have a ton of pieces. I think if you see anybody make moves, it's going to be someone like the Padres that have a tremendously deep minor league organization. These guys definitely have pieces that they can move to get somebody back in return. Diamondbacks, they do have a piece like it is Zach Greinke. They could dump all that salary if a team is willing to go out and and take a starting pitcher. Now, he's a guy that they would have control for a couple more years. I don't think there's going to be a ton of activity because I think the discrepancy between those teams at the top, and I'm saying the Astros, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Braves, these teams are so much better than the rest of the teams. I think there's just such a disparity between those really good teams and the teams that just are kind of, we might make it in the playoffs. I think you kind of realize, you look down the line and say, well, you know what? There's just no way we can get through that Yankees lineup. There's no way we can get through that pitching that the Astros have. So I think the teams are most likely going to just sit on their hands, stay put, and not really kind of demolish that minor league system. If they have some good key prospects at the minor league level, then we might say, you know what, we might want to take that chance. We're just going to sit back and not replenish our minor league system.
Ben, appreciate it. Good stuff, and we will be in touch down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.